That was Ross Tucker with us last week talking about the battle for the basement between the Patriots and the Dolphins, which we saw at Gillette. And unfortunately, the Patriots, well, I guess they won because they're in the basement now. So they technically won the battle of the basement. Is that how that works? I don't know.
No, I think they lost.
They lost the game, but they won the basement.
And they lost their way.
Anyway, on the line right now is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Mr. Tucker, how are we doing today?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Now, since it was the battle for the basement and the Patriots lost the game and they're in the basement, did they win or they lose the battle of the basement?
I think they lost. They lost the battle of the basement, which means they are in the basement of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast power ranking. So you guys have done it. You've gone from being the model organization in the NFL for 20 years to officially being dead last, number 32, and only because I can't put a team at 33 in the Ross Tucker Podcast power ranking.
So relegation, they're bordering on relegation, being no longer an NFL team. Good to know. Can they change that by simply putting Drake May on the field on Sunday? Because there seems to be sort of a murmuring of an idea between Schefter and Reese and kind of half reporting things that we could see Drake May. How much do you think that changes things?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to start. I think they're going to move to Drake May because just some of the quotes I've seen from Mayo, it's not the same as when he was saying, Jacoby's our quarterback because I say he is. He gives his best chance to win. He's kind of softened on that a little bit. My sneaky suspicion is that he still thinks or thought that Brissett gave them the best chance to win and he wanted to get that second win because I don't know if he listens to the podcast or not, but he didn't want to be considered the worst team in the NFL. He wanted to try to get that second win and have the illusion of being in the mix or competitive at 2-3, which I can appreciate. It's a long season. Let's try to win some games. But now that they lost that one, and I think the way that Jacoby played and some of his comments afterwards, it seems like it's time to make the move. I think Patriots fans, I don't want to speak for them. You guys talk to them every day. I think that they can probably handle losing as long as they feel like in some way they're making progress and or are somewhat interesting to watch. They are none of those right now. Like, there's no progress to be made. There's nothing about them that makes people want to watch them right now. At least with May, number one, I've seen this from him, even just the preseason game against the Eagles. He's really entertaining. I mean, he's a really gifted kid. So whether he's ripping the ball or running or whatever, he's an entertaining guy to watch. Even if he's turning it over, he at least will make the Patriots more watchable. And then if we all agree that he's raw and he's going to make some mistakes, why don't we go ahead and get those out of the way now on a really bad team and get the mistakes out of the way now? He's going to, you know, almost any quarterback is going to have to learn some lessons, right? You're going to learn them the hard way. Oh, they fooled me with that coverage, or oh, they did a good job disguising that pressure. Let's start the process. Let's start the maturation and the learning process now. And I think Patriots fans appreciate that, can live with that, can deal with that, and they're willing to go through that with Drake for the rest of the year.
We're talking with Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Ross, have you been in a locker room that had a QB change in season like we may be seeing here? And if so, what does that sort of do for the locker room, especially when it's to a rookie or a young player?
So, it's funny. I'm thinking about all my years. 2001, after the second game, we came in the next day, and they had cut Jeff George, our starting quarterback with the Redskins, in 2001. Mm-hmm. I was a rookie, and Jeff George was like year 12 and very well known, and I was like, wait, what? they cut the starting quarterback, I felt a lot less secure in my position as the ninth offensive lineman on the roster immediately when that happened. And I don't know. I mean, we kind of, after that, started to win some games with Tony Banks. I think on some level, when it feels inevitable, whether it's a quarterback change or a coaching change, when everyone knows it's like gonna happen, I am a believer that the earlier you do it, the better. Like my first 3 years, the head coach got fired at the end of the season, right? And it's just, it's a bad environment when the last couple weeks, you know, the guy's as good as gone. The assistant coaches like won't look you in the eye. Nobody will look to talk to anybody. It's just awkward. So whether it's a quarterback change or a coaching change, I guess I kind of feel like when it's all everybody's talking about, it's kind of hard to avoid if you're a player, especially now. I mean, this is back then, but especially now, I'm sort of in favor of making the move. And it's like, okay, we can exhale and we can move on. But it seemed to me like they liked Jacoby's leadership, and they certainly, it's almost like they wanted him to take all these hits. You know, and I would say I feel bad for him, but he's getting compensated pretty well to do it. But they just, Jacoby Brissett taking the hits because they don't want Drake May to take them. But at some point, he has to take them. We talk about this every week now that I've been on with you guys. The offensive line, like David Andrews, is not coming back this year, right? Like the offensive line is not going to magically get better. At some point, you should put Drake May out there unless you really, really do not think he can protect himself, meaning he doesn't know the offense well enough where he can even know when guys are coming free and when he needs to get rid of the ball. And if that's the case, then that would be really concerning to me. You know, after starting a couple years at UNC and he doesn't know what a hot route is, like I mean, I'd like to think at this point now, going back to April, he'd have a good enough feel for the offense and that Alex Van Pelt can put him in a good enough position where he will be able to protect himself out there.
So the Jets moved on from Robert Saleh today. I think everybody assumes that their quarterback had something to do with that decision. You think there's any chance that Bill Belichick could take over the Jets midseason?
No, I don't.
Boo.
No, I mean, that would be amazing. Are you asking me if I think there's any chance, or are you asking if I'm rooting for it? Yes, I'm rooting for it. That would be incredible. If he showed up at the initial press conference with a napkin that said, "I accept HC of the NYJ,"
that'd be great.
I would lose my mind. That would be unbelievable. The crazy thing about it is that it actually would be a decent situation for him. Like, they have a pretty good roster. They're 2-3. Their defense is good. He's got a veteran quarterback, you know, and the division's not looking all that great, right? The Dolphins and Patriots are not good. The Bills have lost 2 in a row. It's kind of like the perfect position to go into, but highly unlikely. I mean, I don't know this, but based on how everything went down, I need a fact check here, but when he resigned, Woody Johnson was already the owner, right?
Yes.
Well, they were transitioning.
Okay. He was becoming the owner, yeah. Right? And that's part of the reason why he did that, yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember when exactly the Leon Hess to Woody Johnson transition happened. But, yeah, I my guess is based on how everything went down and how everything has gone down between Belichick and the Jets since then, I'm pretty confident that those two probably don't get along.
All right, where
I
we mean,
get? I can remember when I was there in 05 in the playoffs. That's when the Jets, you know, put in a request to interview Mangini, and Belichick said something like, "You know, there's some reports out there that the Jets want to interview Eric." He's like, "We're not talking about that. The last thing we're talking about is the bleeping Jets." You know, like, yeah. It was his disdain for the Jets was pretty clear. And that's before everything that happened with Spygate and all that stuff.
True. All right, Ross, where can we hear you this week?
My first cable game this week. So last week I had Navy Air Force on, which, by the way, no wonder Belichick's so happy these days. Navy's unbelievable. That was awesome. And then last night I was with Kevin Harlan for Chiefs Saints. So this week I only have one game, and it's cable game TV, Oregon State, Nevada. So I'm going back to Nevada again for a third time this year, maybe already. Going back to Nevada.
Very good. And I remember you told us last time you were there you were drinking some kind of IPA that you really liked. So good on you.
Good
have a good
you.
Trip, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. See you guys.